This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
All right, Behind Enemy Lines brought to you by Monster Brewing. We're going to look in on the Las Vegas Raiders. Also got some Steelers questions for our next guest, whom we love, Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Good morning to you, Baldy. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fantastic, guys. Good to be with you, man.
Oh, we really appreciate you coming on. All right, let's start with the Raiders before we go to the Steelers. We are going behind enemy lines, after all, Doran. And this Max Crosby cat, how do you block him? What do you do to slow him down, Baldy?
Well, he got 2 sacks last week. He's about 85%. He's got a high ankle sprain, but he still was able to get to Denver last week. They chipped him with the tight end. They slid to him. They hit him with as many different bodies as possible, and that's the best way to slow him down, is to basically create a game plan where, because he moves all over the place, he'll play left side, he'll play right side, he'll even go inside at times. But I mean, he's an all effort guy. He likes to play every snap. He says, at least he's told me, that he's feeling a lot better than he did last week or the week when he missed his first game in the NFL. So he's an all effort guy. I mean, he's their TJ Watt. He doesn't drop into coverage or do anything like that. But he is he's in constant pursuit of greatness every day.
Boy, from what you've seen of Justin Fields thus far, have you seen any characteristics of him potentially being the franchise quarterback for the Steelers? Or do you think he's still the same guy that he was in Chicago?
Well, he's taking care of the football pretty well. I mean, that's always a good start for any quarterback in 5 games. I don't think he's as aggressive with the ball and getting the ball down the field to receivers as he can be, and as I've seen him at times in the past. But maybe, you know, he's playing on a team that's led by their defense, and the offensive line has been shuffled nonstop since the beginning of the season. So that never feels good about trusting the protection sometimes. But I think he can get better at getting the ball down the field to his receivers right now. I mean, Pickens is not having a bad season, but he hadn't found the end zone yet. And you would think that your number one receiver would find the end zone at some point. And so I would say that he's done enough from the standpoint of taking care of the football. I think he's a better runner, a much better runner than what he has shown. And so I don't know if what that is all about. I've seen him escape design runs, scrambles where nobody could touch him. And so I just haven't seen those kind of runs yet. In fact, he doesn't have an explosive run in the first 5 games. And you could almost count in Chicago on seeing one of those every single week.
Brock Bowers, tell us about this guy. He seems to be a handful, Baldy.
Well, he is. I mean, he's their best player right now in offense by far. And so when you watch him, he's extremely smooth. He runs like a really good wide receiver. He's excellent after the catch. And They find a lot of ways to get the ball to him. Now, I think they're making a change at quarterback. I think Aiden O'Connell is going to be the starter. But, you know, he leads them in catches. He leads them in yards. He has the ability to break long runs or long throws or long catches and runs. I mean, he is what they thought he was coming out of Georgia. He is a playmaking tight end. And they put them, they literally line them up all over the place.
Baldy, as you said before, you know, the Steelers have shuffled their offensive line a few times at the start of this season. From your experience, what are some of the big challenges for rookie offensive linemen? I mean, the Steelers are starting two, McCormick at guard, as you know, and Zach Frazier at center. What are some of those early challenges that you have to face and get through as a young offensive lineman?
I haven't seen Frazier struggle. He doesn't look like a rookie. The guy's been fantastic. He's been the best lineman all year, not even close. McCormick, he's from South Dakota State. It's a big jump. But, he's a tough kid that can move. He hadn't been bad. But, you know, you lose two starters, you know, that you're counting on, Fatano and Daniels, and Sal Malo was out for three straight games. It's just a big shuffling. Spencer Anderson's in there. It's not the line that they wanted, but it's the line that they've got to go with. And so, everything that Zach Frazier's done has been encouraging. Maybe a couple snaps you'd like to have back, but otherwise, I mean, there's nobody that he can't block and finish and just get underneath their skin. He's just a pebble in your shoe every play. I love the kid. McCormick, it's a big jump, but I don't know. He's not the reason why this offense isn't putting up big points right now. It's just the constant shuffle that they've had. You know, if they can get, Broderick, playing good, consistent football right now and just lock in for a couple games with the guys, I think that will help them for sure.
What would it mean for the Steelers if they got Jaylen Warren back this week?
Oh, man, that's big. I don't know, this calf thing. You know, first of all, his calves look like our, thighs, all right? So, he does anything to a calf muscle. It's pretty severe. But he is an explosive player. He's an excellent, maybe as good a pass protector as there is in the entire NFL at the running back position. So you get that. The explosive plays, whether it's in the running game or whether it's screens or checkdowns, he gives them a totally different element from that position. It's a big deal. He obviously has been banged up since training camp. He has not had the season that he wants to have to this point. But if he's healthy, he makes a big difference in that offense.
Baldy, who's the best team in the NFL right now, in your opinion?
Well, you got to say Kansas City, just because they can defend anybody. Nobody can block Chris Jones. Nobody really has an answer for Steve Spagnuolo's pressures. I don't know how Kareem Hunt could, leave and go to other places around the league and come back and get 100 yards in the first part. You saw Juju in Pittsburgh. I mean, he was that's the best game he's had since he left Pittsburgh. And he comes back. Mahomes, Andy Reid, the interior of their offensive line, they're as good as anybody in this business. But defensively, I think, Minnesota's undefeated. I don't want to take anything away from them. And they're number one defense in football right now. Kansas City is probably number two. So I'd say Kansas City is, because no matter what challenges you give, Baltimore week one, whatever it is, Cincinnati week two with Joe Burrow, they find a way to win those games.
Does it matter if it's Aiden O'Connell or Gardner Minshew? It's going to be O'Connell. I mean, is it immaterial? I mean, does one guy give them a better chance to win than the other, the Raiders?
They both look like backup quarterbacks to me. I mean, you probably want them on your roster. They're smart kids. They find the open receiver, but do they make special plays that quarterbacks have to make against, great defenses or great individual? I don't think they make the great individual play, but they look like, I don't think, to answer your question, no, I don't think it makes a big difference.
What about Steelers, Russ Wilson v. Justin Fields?
Well, we haven't seen Russ play.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know what he's going to be like. I don't count the preseason. We haven't seen him. In 15 starts last year in Denver, he threw 26 touchdown passes, all right, in 15 starts. I mean, Pittsburgh would love to have a quarterback throw 26 touchdown passes. They went to the playoffs with quarterbacks that threw 13 last year. So I got to see. I got to see what he looks like and see how he plays in his offense. And can he get the ball to Pickens? Can he get the ball down the field to wide receivers? Kyle Allen comes in one play last week and throws a 19-yard dart to Paul Freiermuth. And just get the ball out of your hands, see the defense, make the throw that's there. So I got to see Russell if he's better right now. But because none of us have seen him, we don't know what he's going to look like in this offense.
Brian, always love talking to you. Appreciate your time as always. Thank you so much.
Yep, my pleasure, guys. You bet. Enjoy
Thanks.
The weekend.
Take care. You too. Brian Baldinger. Baldy, as he's affectionately known.
Mm-hmm.
He loves ball.
Do you know where he went to school?
No.
Duke.
Did you know that he thinks Pat Freiermuth's name is Paul?
Paul Freiermuth.
Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger hosted the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. And Behind Enemy Lines, always brought to you by Monster Brewing. They got great stuff there, Monster Brewing. Yeah, Aiden O'Connell, Gardner Minshew, it don't matter. The stat he brings up, 26 touchdown passes for Russ. Last 2 years, prior to this one, Steelers threw 25 combined.
Wow.
Touchdown passes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!